Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail.
Detrás de mí, ¿no? ¿Aquí?
Sí.
Thank you, Gary. Gracias por la presentación, pero eso me pone un poco más nervioso.
Thank you for your introduction. That really makes me nervous.
Yeah. Pararme frente a personas tan preciosas.
To be able to stand up in front of such wonderful people.
Rostros que ya conozco, personas que nos han visitado.
Some of you that I have already known, you have been at your country.
Me ayuda un poquito con los nervios.
It helps a little bit. With my nervousness.
Me siento un poquito más en más confianza, sí.
So it makes me feel a little bit more at
más
home.
En familia.
More like in a family.
So, gracias por darnos la oportunidad de compartir con ustedes.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share with you.
Por su hospitalidad.
And for your hospitality.
Sí.
Oh, okay. Do you think he's nervous? I'm more nervous.
Esta mañana yo quiero compartir con ustedes el corazón de Dios.
This morning I want to share with you God's heart.
Sí. Una parte de este corazón de Dios es la generosidad que Dios tiene.
Part of God's heart is the generosity that he has.
Para con nosotros.
For us.
¿Sí? Vivimos en tiempos difíciles.
We live in really hard times.
Voy a hablar de mi país.
I'm going to talk about my country.
Somos personas buenas, sí.
We are good people.
Pero al mismo tiempo egoístas.
But at the same time, self-centered.
Pensamos en nosotros mismos.
We just think about ourselves.
Queremos conseguir cosas, sí, mejor trabajo, vida, casa, carro.
We want to get the best in the material things, a house, a car, anything we want.
Sin mirar a nuestro alrededor.
Without looking in our surroundings.
Necesidades que hay en otras personas.
And without looking at the necessity that other people have.
Sin pensar que las cosas que recibimos de Dios.
Without thinking that whatever we get it from God.
Debieran de ser usadas para ser de bendición a otros.
We should use our material things to help others.
¿Sí? Sí. Dios es generoso.
God is a generous God.
Una prueba de la generosidad de Dios.
A proof of his generosity.
Está en el libro de Juan.
It's in the book of John.
Capítulo 3, verso 16.
Chapter 3, verse 16.
Muy famoso y conocido por todos.
Everybody knows that verse.
¿Sí? Personas que no son cristianas conocen este pasaje.
Even people who do not believe in God, who are not Christians.
Gracias a Dios por esto, que todos conocen esto.
Thank goodness, thank to God that everybody knows this verse.
Porque esto muestra el corazón generoso que Dios tiene.
Because it shows God's generous heart.
¿Sí? ¿Podemos leerlo?
Ya, léelo.
Bueno, es tan famoso que
it's so famous that yo lo voy a everybody knows it.
Voy a decirlo en español.
He
Judith.
He'll read it in Spanish and I'll read it in English.
Dice que de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado a su único hijo para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only and his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Es una muestra del amor de Dios.
It's how God shows his love.
Y de la generosidad de Dios.
And his generosity as well.
¿Sí? De tal manera amó Dios el mundo.
God so loved the world.
Que nos dio. Nos regaló.
That he gave us, he gifted us.
Su único hijo.
His one and only son.
No nos dio cualquier cosa.
He didn't give us just anything.
O algo que ya él no usaba.
Or something that he didn't use anymore.
Quizás algo que él tenía guardado en una caja vieja y
perhaps something that he had, he was keeping in an old box.
Maybe. Pero no, Dios nos dio a su único hijo.
But no, he gave us his ¿sí? one and only son.
Su amado hijo.
His loved ¿sí? son.
¿Recuerdan este momento de cuando Juan bautiza a Jesús?
Do you remember in this moment when John the Baptist baptized Jesus?
Sí. Una voz del cielo.
A voice from heaven.
Que todos podían escuchar.
That everybody could hear.
Dijo, este es mi hijo amado.
Said, this is my loved one.
So Dios nos entregó a su amado.
So God gave us his loved one.
Para no solo salvarnos y llevarnos al cielo.
Not just only to save us and take us to heaven.
Sino para enseñarnos cómo nosotros debemos de mostrar el corazón de Dios, vivir el corazón de Dios.
And not only to save us, but for us to show how we should share God's heart.
Dando lo que es más preciado para nosotros.
Giving what is most precious to us.
Vivir como Dios quiere.
Live as God wants us to live.
En estos tiempos.
In these times,
es un desafío.
It's a real challenge.
Porque vivimos en tiempos egoístas.
Because we live in selfish times.
Donde las personas cada vez más son más solitarias.
Where in this world people are more to themselves.
Piensan más en ellos mismos que en otros.
They always think about themselves and not others.
Gálatas 5:22.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
Dice que el fruto del Espíritu Santo
says that the fruit of the Spirit
es el amor.
Is love.
Es bondad, es fe,
is kindness, is faithfulness.
Pero cuando habla de amor,
but when it talks about love,
me hace pensar que Pablo también dijo,
It makes me think that the Apostle Paul also said
in Primera de Corintios 13:5
in First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5
que el amor no es egoísta,
that love is not selfish,
que el amor no busca lo suyo.
Love does not seek.
En otra palabra,
in another word,
que quien ama como Dios ama,
that whoever loves the way that God loves,
lo hace sin esperar nada a cambio,
will do it without not looking to get something back.
Lo hace porque Dios es amor.
The person does it because love, God is love.
Y su Espíritu Santo que vive en nosotros,
and His Holy Spirit who lives in us,
nos impulsa a vivir de esta manera,
will guide us to live in that manner.
Personas que creen en Jesús,
anybody that lives in Jesus,
son desafiados a vivir como Jesús,
are challenged to live like Jesus.
¿Sí? Dios quiere usar su iglesia,
God wants to use His church,
para hacerse visible al mundo,
to make Himself visible to the world.
¿Sí? Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
El cuerpo visible que el mundo puede ver.
The visible body that the world can see.
Esto no está en nuestras notas. Lo siento, lo siento.
Whatever he's going to say is not in his notes, but that's okay. I'll make it up. No, I won't. I won't.
Colosenses, Pablo dijo en Colosenses que Jesús es la imagen visible del Dios invisible.
In Colossians, the apostle says that Jesus is the visible image
del Dios invisible.
Of the invisible God.
¿Sí? You know that? Dios dice en esta mañana,
God says this morning,
que nosotros, su iglesia,
that all of us, His church,
somos el cuerpo de Jesús.
We are the body of Christ.
Pero somos el cuerpo visible que el mundo no puede ver de Jesús.
But it's the visible body that the world can see as Jesus' body.
¿Sí? Si sales afuera y le preguntas a alguien, ¿tú puedes ver a Jesús o lo has visto?
If you go outside and you ask whoever you can find first, have you seen Jesus?
Y esta persona te contesta que no.
And this person will probably say no.
Está bien, él no está mal.
So, that's okay, that's not bad.
Nosotros quizás sí.
But for us, maybe for
porque
us
somos
is bad.
El cuerpo de Jesús.
Because we are the body
porque
of Christ.
Ellos tienen que ver a Jesús en nosotros.
Because they have to see Jesus in us.
Porque somos el cuerpo visible de Cristo.
Because we are His visible body.
Esto no es metafóricamente que somos un cuerpo.
This is not something that metaphorically.
Sí.
It's not a metaphor that we are the body of Christ.
Sorry.
No, es una cosa metafórica que somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
Sí, no es un es literalmente somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
Literally, we are the body of Christ.
¿Sí? Jesús la cabeza, nosotros
Jesus
miembros.
Is the head when we are the members.
Pero estos miembros pueden caminar con la misma generosidad que Dios caminó,
but
que Jesús caminó.
These members can walk with this, in the same generosity that Jesus walked the earth.
Sí.
For sure.
Yeah. Yo no quiero en esta mañana que yo le decía esto a Dios, ¿sí? No hago esto con intención de señalar a nadie, como tú no estás viviendo así, tú necesitas vivir así, él necesita.
I'm not meaning to say that I'm pointing the finger at anybody to say you're not doing this, you're not doing that. That's not what I intend to do.
Tampoco con la intención de manipular a nadie.
Or with the intention to manipulate anybody either.
No es mi idea, Dios sabe que.
It's not my idea, only God knows.
Porque en realidad en ustedes yo he visto la generosidad de Dios.
Because I have seen in you God's generosity.
A un nivel que yo quiero ser así.
At a level that I would like to be like you.
Ustedes son increíble.
You are incredible.
Hospitalario.
Your hospitality.
Muy decimos desprendido nosotros.
Very unselfish.
De lo material.
You don't hold on to the material things. You don't hold on to things.
Y eso es Dios.
And that's God.
So ustedes están bien.
So you're okay.
Sí, sí. Thank you. Gracias por su hospitalidad.
Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Yo me siento en mi casa, en familia.
I feel like at home. I feel like I'm with family.
Sí. No, 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 it's okay, it's okay. Uno más.
¿Sí?
¿Uno más?
One more.
Dios. Nuestro Padre.
God, our Father.
Es visible en cada uno de ustedes.
Is visible in each one of you.
Los que han visitado mi país.
Some of you who have been to the Dominican.
Saben, conocen la diferencia que hay entre cultura.
Know the difference between the cultures.
Aquí yo no he visto los niños que tengo allá en una esquina corriendo detrás de todo, jalando tu... queriendo tomarse una foto.
I haven't seen any children here hanging on to you trying to get a picture taken. Not here.
No? Caco.
There's Caco, our friend.
¿Quiénes conocen a Caco?
Who knows Caco?
Sí. Sí, Caco es. Voy a hablar en nombre de ellos.
I am going to speak
on behalf of them.
I want to say something on their behalf.
Ellos han visto a Dios en ustedes de una manera visible.
They have seen God in you in a
very
visible way, in a very real way.
¿Sí? Ellos me lo dijeron.
They told me that.
Sí. So, quiero motivarlo a que sigan mostrando a Dios en su vida.
So I want to motivate you to continue showing God in your lives.
No importa que digan los tiempos.
It doesn't matter what the times say.
No importa si hay una nueva ley para no hacer esto o no hacer aquello.
Doesn't matter if they bring a law to do this or to do that.
Sigan mostrando a Dios en su vida como lo han estado haciendo.
Continue showing God in your lives as you have already been doing.
Ahora sí, gracias.
Now, thank you.
Now yet. Caco, dile que Caco mandó ese mandó Caco. Decir eso.
Caco was the one that, Caco, it's a little guy that walks the street. You'll see him on the street all the time. And you swear there's about 1,000 Cacos in the barrio, and he's always everywhere. And he is the one that sent that message. Yeah. So he's a love child.
Thank you.